I've got Kristen V. Carter looking at me, and coincidentally, we're both wearing our animal prints today.
How are you?
Kristen, it's so nice to put a face to a voice.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm really
I'm
excited.
so excited to have you. So let me give a little bit for our audience. Kristen V. Carter, and the V is very important. We're going to hear about that V. Is a TV producer, a head writer. She works in unscripted television. She's also one of the founders of Who You Know. So the industry is all about who you know. We know that. And relationship building, connecting dots. So Hue is like colors, HUE. So this is an initiative that I'm very excited to hear about.
Welcome to Passion to Power with your host, Michelle Zeitlin. She's a creative producer who quote-unquote wears many hats. She's also a talent and literary manager and founded the company Morzap Productions and Management. She develops people and projects across all media. Her guests encompass the gamut, from artists to authors, actors to activists, programming executives, development executives, and A&R. Michelle Zeitlin is excited to share her tips and tools for success through her conversations mostly via Zoom during quarantine. Please welcome Michelle Zeitlin, Passion to Power.
Kristen, would you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Newark, New Jersey, and I currently live in Burbank, California. I've been here for over 10 years now, and I have always loved writing, performing arts. Everything that I do now, honestly, I've been doing since I was a young girl. So I was one of those kids that started dancing at 3 years old. I created a radio show for my mom. I would have my mom listen to different things. And so it's no surprise, honestly, that I would move into being a writer, producer for unscripted television because I've always loved it. I loved music videos, award shows, learning dance steps. Even now, I still know the dance to Single Ladies by Beyonce. Say I do that at every single birthday party.
Well, who doesn't do the Single Ladies at every single birthday party?
But the thing is, I know the entire dance. So most people will do, you know, the hand movement, the but I do the entire performance and everyone knows.
That might be
I'm
a part two
it.
To this podcast. You know what I love about you? You know about segment producing. You know it has to be short and sweet and there's space between the comments. So good on you, girl.
I'm typically in your shoes, you know, so.
You're usually the one asking the question behind the camera, right?
Yes. It's really no surprise that I've moved into doing this full time. And also I was a youth entrepreneur. So I started my first business at 14. So again, the fact that I'm an entrepreneur now, all of those things, I feel like there was a lot of groundwork that was created and built when I was younger. So fast forward, as you know, I am a head writer, showrunner, and also entrepreneur. And I have a workshop called Blessed, Booked, and Busy, which is all about empowering people to create six-figure businesses, whether they are creative entrepreneurs or independent contractors. So I'm really, really excited about that. And another fun fact about myself is that I went to boarding school. So I went to boarding school from 12 to 17. So I'm originally from New Jersey, went to school in Massachusetts. And I feel like that today, to this day, is still one of the most challenging but rewarding experiences of my life. So those are some fun facts about me. And just let me know if you want me to go on and on, but that's the stuff you wouldn't see in my bio. I was in a Better Chance Scholar. So basically, Oprah Winfrey used to donate money to a program called A Better Chance, the national program. And so that program finds urban students or just students who are in urban areas and gives them access to some of the best prestigious boarding schools and private schools in the nation. So I had the opportunity to take a standardized test. I got into Groton School, which is one of the top 10 boarding schools in the country. And I went to that school from 8th to 12th grade. While I was there, I found out about the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship and also another program called Goldman Sachs Institute for Entrepreneurial Thinking. So I was involved in both of those programs where I had a business plan. I had to, you know, put together a whole 10 to 15 page business plan. And what I decided to do was create a mentoring and tutoring program for Newark, New Jersey. And I I talked about how I would work with youth. I would create a center, all of those things. So like fast forward 10 years, they asked me to just say what I wanted to do 10 years from the time I did that plan. So anyway, I learned how to do a business plan then. And my first business was a tutoring and mentoring program. And all of those skills that I acquired in that time, that actually inspired me to create my business, which is Jazzy Dreamer Entertainment LLC, which is a production service and also media consultation company. So I got my foundation in high school.
So, okay, well, you're just basically selling my show right now, which is all about relationship building. Your passion is your power, right? Once Absolutely. You have a passion for something, you're empowered. And now you need the tools and tactics for success. So the other part of it is, like you say, relationships, who you know. So what's H-U-E? Hugh, you know, and I'd love for you to say the company name and then tell me about Bree Frank and the other people that you founded this company with.
Sure. So Hugh, you know, is a resource group for professionals of color in production. There are over 15,000 members all across the country and the world. And honestly, this got started in 2017 by Bree Frank. She created a Facebook group and it has just ballooned and blossomed seemingly overnight. So the Facebook group was just a group of people who shared resources, would say when they were looking for opportunities, looking for great folks, looking to fill positions. And we just kept adding people and adding people. So when Bree founded it in 2017, I probably joined a few months after. I knew a lot of the people in the group and it just had this community sense. It just felt like family. And so I reached out to Bree. I didn't know her prior. And I said, hey, I would love to help you build Hugh. You know, what do you need some support on? And she was saying that she was moving from New York to LA and she wanted to start on some events. Initially, I had found a venue for her. She was too busy to do an event. And I said, well, I'll help you do an event. So the funny thing that we often say between each other, I met her at the event. So when I said I would help with the event, it's not like we got on a Zoom or got on a phone call. She and I never actually spoke beyond email. So I was like, okay. But I hosted the first event. I met her there and we've been close friends ever since. So Bree Frank is the founder and I, alongside Gideon Moncrief, Annie Denson, and Shirley Renee Williams, we've all supported Bree in building Hugh You Know. And so since the quarantine and everything that's happened with race relations and everything within the last year, Hugh You Know has gotten very popular with different organizations. So we have a partnership with Nat Geo, National Geographic, and also CNN and Staff Me Up. And so we speak to different networks and production companies around what it means to really build diversity, inclusion, and belonging inside of those institutions and spaces.
How do you think world events are congruent to your organization?
That's a great question. I would say that diversity is a hot topic based on what's happening in the world. I think that we as a people are being forced to really look at ourselves. I'm really excited about that because as a world, we have a lot of work to do in terms of seeing each other as human and equal. And equal for opportunities across the board. And that's not just racially, that's whether you you know, have disabilities or whether you're different religions, anything, all of the differences. I think it's really time for us to see each other as each other, like eye to eye. And so Hugh You Know was one of the organizations that I think the media started to look to help build inclusion programs and things of that nature. It's interesting though, because as excited as I am about the work that we do, all of it starts at home. And so that's what I speak to when we do different workshops. I actually hosted a workshop last week and we talked a lot about core values. And what are our core values? What do you want people to feel when you work with them? And I think that that's really important for us to look at everything from a heart space instead of a head space. So we can either look at, and what I mean by that is, we can either look at percentages of people that we have inside our organization, or we can simply be welcoming and say, who is the best for the job? Who has the skills? Who has the values? Who is going to make this organization better? And so that's what I hope we continue to do with Hugh You Know, is to have all of us open our eyes to being one, that's what I really hope for Hugh, you know, but I've been very excited that we've been able to speak to different organizations and production companies and networks and really have folks open their eyes to what it means to be inclusive and what it means to truly create belonging inside their spaces.
So I want to go back to this boarding school situation.
Sure.
So tell me about this Oprah initiative that helped you get there. And have you since worked with her? Do you know her? Has she had an opportunity to see how you blossomed?
Wow. So I've been a part of A Better Chance since I was 12 years old. So A Better Chance, again, is an opportunity. It's a program for students from different areas to find out about boarding schools and private schools across the country. And so as a student there, I was a Better Chance scholar for 5 years from 12 to 17 years old. And it's so funny because I've worked on so many shows for OWN, for Oprah's network, but I have not met her personally. But she's definitely someone that is, you know, a role model for so many of us. So she has been a part of my life for so long, from supporting me and so many other students with having opportunities like going to a boarding school like Groton. And now I have worked on at least 5 shows for Oprah's slate, for OWN slate. So I love her. If she is listening, I love her. I would hope to meet her. She has just given everyone such a wonderful example to follow, but also for us to create our own path. So just, I thank Oprah so much. I thank Ms. Winfrey because she has just been a part of my life distantly. She's been a part of my life throughout my life. So,
well, I got to tell you something else, that one of the wonderful women I interviewed on this podcast is Krishan Trotman. Now, Krishan was an up and coming editor at a small imprint when I landed my first book deal for a client who founded True Religion Jeans. Mm-hmm. And now she has her own imprint at Hachette, one of the biggest publishers in the world. And so I know that you're going to have to write a book and we're going to have to call Krishan and pitch it. And talk about your experience going to a boarding school, being selected like that, and how now you are empowering other young women. And she has a whole new BIPOC imprint to elevate voices. So that's something we're gonna have to circle back to, because I'm sure you have a lot to talk about and you're a great writer.
So my guidance counselor realized that I was really into the arts, and particularly television. And so I was able to connect with a Groton alum by the name of Stephen Hill. At the time, he was an executive at BET. And so I got an internship after high school. So the summer before my college freshman year, I was an intern at BET. And at the time I was interning under someone who was doing production management, which is all logistics and money. And I knew that I wanted to write and create. And so I stayed in touch with my internship supervisor and she asked me, you know, what is it that you want to do? And I told her, I would love to write for award shows and music specials. I'd love to find out about that. And she put me in touch with another person who became my mentor. Her name is Dara Cook. Joy Chin is my first mentor. Dara Cook is my second. And so my very first opportunity, I basically was a head writer for an entertainment news show. And that came from my connection with Joy Chin and Dara Cook. I did a writing test. I submitted writing samples. My writing samples were actually from Hofstra, which is the college I went to. I was the entertainment news producer for a show called News and Views on Hofstra's campus. And I gave them those writing samples and a copy of my senior thesis. My senior thesis was a show called Beat That, which was a performance, a variety performance show. So again, if you fast forward to what I do full time, what I do in my career, all of those things connect. So I had the opportunity to submit my senior thesis, some writing samples, and then my first opportunity, I was 21 years old when I began writing an entertainment news show. So that's how I got my start in writing. And it's just been a phenomenal journey. I could sit here and tell so many stories about how so many miracles have happened to create the career that I have and the life that I have. I feel like I've had so many mentors through the years. And when you mention the yellow brick road, that's something that I have said before. A lot of times I feel like I am on the yellow brick road, because as you walk along your path, you meet new friends, you meet new people. Then as you walk along the path with those friends and those people, there are obstacles that come your way, and you have to figure out how to walk through those obstacles and then get to another chapter of your life. And so it's just been like incredibly rewarding. This whole journey has been incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it's Scarecrow, you know, which way? That.
Right.
I have so many analogies to that wonderful story, because I think that book, which came out, people don't even know this, about 100 years ago, was so ahead of its time in terms of the analogies to people in business, people in life, and how we have to find our intuition, and that we have to listen to that intuition, but we also have to be open to going in all directions, right?
Right. I'd say absolutely. And again, you just never know, you know. Even speaking with Rosie, she came back to me yesterday with a question, and she asked me, you know, this job is asking for XYZ years of experience, but I have 1 year less. And I said, you go after every opportunity, and you never know which door is going to open and which door may lead you to another door. So even if you don't get that first opportunity, you may land something else. You just never know. And so always apply yourself, always walk through the door. Make sure, I try to always make sure that I'm a yes to myself. So if there's anything that I'm interested in, I first have to say yes to myself or to be a yes at all. You know, always apply, always apply.
Well, since you bring up Rosie again, I have to tell you the fun circle that we had. So she actually heard me on a podcast interviewing the chairman of Lionsgate TV.
Wow.
Kevin Beggs. She heard the podcast. She sent me a cute little note via LinkedIn DM. I forwarded it to Kevin Beggs on a Sunday. He wrote back Sunday night, I see she lives in Boston. We have a show there. I'm going to tell her to send me a resume.
I was in a Better Chance Scholar. So basically, Oprah Winfrey used to donate money to a program called A Better Chance, the national program. And so that program finds urban students, or just students who are in urban areas, and gives them access to some of the best prestigious boarding schools and private schools in the nation. So I had the opportunity to take a standardized test. I got into Groton School, which is one of the top 10 boarding schools in the country. And I went to that school from 8th to 12th grade. While I was there, I found out about the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship, and also another program called Goldman Sachs Institute for Entrepreneurial Thinking. So I was involved in both of those programs, where I had a business plan. I had to, you know, put together a whole 10 to 15 page business plan. And what I decided to do was create a mentoring and tutoring program for Newark, New Jersey. And I talked about how I would work with youth, I would create a center, all of those things. So like fast forward 10 years, they asked me to just say what I wanted to do 10 years from the time I did that plan. So anyway, I learned how to do a business plan then, and my first business was a tutoring and mentoring program. And all of those skills that I acquired in that time, that actually inspired me to create my business, which is Jazzy Dreamer Entertainment LLC, which is a production service and also media consultation company. So I got my foundation in high school.
And then I actually coached Rosie. And so look at us, full circle, yes, right?
Yes.
And I truly believe that this young woman who's worked for an architecture company, so I'm probably helping her get her next job right now, is going to land in a position that's really an elevated position. So she's smart. She knows how to get to people, ask the right questions, and then take in the information and make it her own. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the type of personality that you need. Someone who's a go-getter, but someone that also leads from the heart and just wants to learn. When you have a heart for learning, you can't lose ever. And so I try to remember that even now. You know, I've been in the business 15 years, but what keeps me excited is learning and continuing to grow, working with people who have that kind of energy, because that energy will fuel you. So we are always learning, no matter where we are, no matter what our titles are, where we've been, we are always learning. So shout out to Rosie.
Absolutely. All right. What's next for Kristen V. Carter?
Well, I am getting ready to wrap up a show called Legendary. That's on HBO Max. It premieres on May 6th, and really, really excited about that. And also I have another show that's on virtually or digitally. It's Heart of It All, which is a partnership between Chase and Kevin Hart. It's a financial literacy series that is on chase.com. So you can check out those two things. And also, I'm really excited about developing some projects of my own and selling some projects of my own. So that's what's on my to-do list, my wish list for the remainder of the year. I work on really amazing and exciting shows. So I'm interviewing for those right now. But what my focus is actually selling a show this year. I'm developing a project with three, and we're still figuring it out, but I'm developing a project with three doctors. They're Black male doctors who all graduated from the same college, and they have a book called Pulse of Perseverance. I find them to be really interesting. And so I met them in 2018. I did a sizzle reel for them to help promote the book and their foundation. And so right now we're still putting together some concepts. So that's something that I'm really, really excited about that I can share about. So those three guys I'm really, really excited about. And it's funny, sometimes I'll meet folks and think they're really interesting and know that something is there. I've worked with people through the years who are now very successful, and I saw that star 10 and 15 years ago, like no lie. That there's a couple that I know called Duval and Kadeen Ellis. They go by the Ellises. I went to school with them, and it's just been amazing to see where they've taken their careers. But we were developing a series for many years. In our early stages, I was still maybe mid-level in my career when we were working together. And so we went our separate ways, but they're now doing amazingly well. Duval has over 1 million followers on Instagram. Kadeen has almost 1 million followers. They have a podcast and they're on television and things of that nature. But I knew in 2005, 2006, that they would be stars. I just always knew it. And so sometimes you come across people that catch your eye and you hope to continue working with them. And then sometimes you get the opportunity to work with people, sometimes you don't. But the doctors, I feel similarly. And sometimes it takes a while to develop a project with someone. So that's why I'm kind of like hush about things, because development can take some time to really figure out what's the secret sauce.
Oh, I so agree with you. I'm in a 2.0 redevelopment of a show that I started 6 years ago. But ironically, it's the pandemic that sort of brought it back together.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And also, too, you know, sometimes we get hunches and we're not ready to work on the concept yet. And then it all comes together years after. So I'm glad that you've gotten back to it, because sometimes it takes that development. Sometimes it takes some life experience to say, okay, now I know what to do with this. Even with the doctors, I met them, man, I can't believe I met them in 2018. Like, I can't believe it was 3 years ago. And so we're just now coming back around, and we've stayed in touch, and I've watched them, and I'm a part of their board and all of that. And I said, guys, I think it's time for us to really, you know, hit the pedal and figure out if we can do something together. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned three doctors. I have two projects with doctors, and they came to me through the performing arts, not mm-hmm. through medical. So you just never know where you're going to meet people, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's amazing. Great. So Kristen, can you also tell our listeners how they can be involved with your HUE, Who You Know initiative, and what that offers to them? And I think it's a collection of freelance people in all aspects, but how do you support one another? Is it more of sort of a freelance gripe group? Is it that you help place people in work? Tell me more about the initiative.
Sure. So Who You Know is all about empowerment, employment, and mentorship. It started as a Facebook group that was honestly very friendly, sending jobs. Now it's become a nonprofit organization that has ballooned and blossomed pretty much overnight. So we have twofold. We have our Facebook group. So for people of color, we have a Facebook group. And the only reason we do that is for it to be a safe space where if young professionals have questions about going into corporate America and things like that, we really want to keep a safe space for certain conversations. So our Facebook group is primarily for professionals of color, but then for allies and for our loved ones and our brothers and sisters who don't identify as BIPOC professionals, we have our LinkedIn group, we have our whoyouknow.com. We also have a show that I do. So I do a show called Who Chats at Home, which is interviewing Who members and followers and supporters. I do that on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights. Funny enough, my next interview is tonight.
Oh, cool.
So we have a lot of opportunities for not only BIPOC professionals, but non-BIPOC professionals who champion what we're doing. And so that's how we have all of our communication set up right now.
Well, I might have to send you a couple guests.
Sure. Thank you.
I have a client who got on Curb Your Enthusiasm from a self-tape, and it is just blown up, and we can't talk too much about it, but it was just insane, the stars that she was co-starring with on camera. And the fun thing about my client is she's not at all into like who's popular, who stars. She just wants to do good work. So she had no idea how famous these people were. And I'm like, you're working with who? Take a picture right now, send it to me to my phone so that I can tell.
That's so hilarious. And again, that's how it always works. You know, you work with people, you're like, I have no idea, but it's because your talent shines that you're able to get the opportunity. So that's
awesome. Truly, they all wanted to take pictures with her because they thought she was amazing. And she's the only unknown on this episode. So they were like, wow, who are you? Right? Who are
that
you?
That's hilarious.
And she's from the original LA, Louisiana. So we'll talk more about her later. So we have two pods of listeners, as I told you, the 18 to 26, and I know you're too young to be in this next pod of 42 to 59. So you probably can't speak to them with the same authority and experience as the younger group. But since you probably work with a lot of executive producers and you're going to keep in your next iteration being in that group as you move forward, could you give us little kernels of gold for both groups from that standpoint of being an independent contractor?
Sure. So for young people listening, I would say always be curious and always be a yes to yourself. And what a yes to yourself looks in tangibles is making sure that you have your resume ready, that you know you're ready to speak about your passions. What are the things that make your heart sing? Really think about those things and identify them, because when you're able to identify them and speak in conversation, you never know who you walk into, and people can read that passion and read that enthusiasm. And even if they don't have an opportunity right then, they may remember you or refer you to someone. Again, you just never know. So I hope that our young people listening, always be ready, always be an inquiry, always be a yes to yourself. So that's where I would start there. And for our seasoned listeners, our mature listeners, I would say never stop learning and growing, because all of us have a first chapter. Whether we are in our 20s or 40s, we always have a first chapter, and that doesn't have to define your second chapter. So think about, again, what are the things that make your heart sing? How can you use the skills that you've learned in another chapter? How can you use those skills to create your next chapter? So those are just some nuggets that I would say. And I'm so excited for all of us, because I've watched some folks really redefine themselves in their 40s and 50s. A friend of mine, his mother just released an album, and she is not in either of the clusters that you mentioned. She's above, so she's even more seasoned. And it's just been amazing to see her move forward and say yes to herself. So I'm really grateful to be able to witness people transition into their what's next. And again, I can't say enough, always be a yes to yourself. If there's something that is tugging at your heart or keeps sort of coming into your head, it's worth exploring.
So let's talk about our dance background, because I bet you didn't know I was a dancer.
I did not.
Every time you're talking about choreography, I'm like, I want to tell you, but so I started dancing earlier than three. My dad put me in dance in South America. I was first living in Chile. Uh-huh. And, you know, it just was natural for me. And I guess he saw that I had this just instilled love of movement and dance, and I was very musical. And by 7, I knew what I wanted. I was on a plane at 11 to join the National Ballet School of Canada. So it's not a boarding school, but I did go away and I was accepted as a full-timer. I decided not to stay in Canada, but to come back to the US. But by 16, I moved to Manhattan. I joined the Joffrey Ballet School with a full scholarship and then danced with the company. So I was on Broadway at 22 when I injured myself and made that first was my first fork in the road to go, uh-oh, better train the pipes again, start singing again, so I can audition for the creator of Dreamgirls and A Chorus Line. And I was hired personally by Mr. Michael Bennett. So I've been on that journey my whole life, and I have been a director choreographer of multiple music videos and television and film shows. So now I got to ask you, that thesis project that you put in a drawer, what'd you call it? Beat?
It was called Beat That.
Beat That?
Yes.
Okay, so is that coming alive?
Wow, that may at some point. That was my first. It's so funny. So I graduated from college exactly 15 years ago, and my professor still works at Hofstra, and he mailed my first production binder, which was Beat That. He always talks about the fact that my production was the very first one that packed Hofstra's studio. We had a studio there. And so that Beat That production binder is actually how I create all my production binders now, where you have locations and casting and budget and all of the details that come to life when you want to wrap out, you put together a production binder. So Beat That may come alive. You know what? That's a great idea to consider. There have been a couple of projects that I created in my early 20s that I do know will see the light of day at some point. And I'm really grateful for that, but definitely Beat That was what started it all. I would say trust your magic. And when I came up with that a few years ago, it actually came to me in a dream. We didn't even talk about that brand, but trust your magic is all about honoring your gifts and talents. And I initially started that as a stationery line and a t-shirt line. And then I always knew that I wanted it to be a workshop series. But I say all that to say that that slogan came to me in a dream. And I believe that it came to me because it was something that I needed to be reminded of as well. And so if we trust what we have inside of us, our gifts and our talents and the things that we care about, I do believe that that really does lead you to the life of your dreams. If you can figure out how to trust and utilize what you have within you, I do think that that starts to move the needle forward and get you on your road. So I'll say trust your magic is one. And then the second is that if it's to be, it's up to me. And so if there's something that you want in life that you don't see yet, it's up to you to create it.
If it's to be, it's up to me.
Yes.
That's a good one to put in quotes. How can people find you?
People can find me if you go to kristenvcarter.com. That's KristenV as in Victoria, Carter kristenvcarter.com. And you can also find me on IG at the same name and also Facebook, same name, Kristen V. Carter.
Do you have a public Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So people can reach out.
Yes.
They can find out about all your programs.
Yes. And I'm also accessible on Instagram as well. So you can come right on over if you want to send me a direct message. I answer all of my messages, answer any questions. And again, for young people and anyone listening that's moving into another chapter, the best is yet to come. And if there's been anything that's sparked within this conversation, please feel free. I love conversation. And that always gets us to the next moment. So, you know, just trust honestly, like trust the timing of your life. So
Kristen, you're a producer. So what's your outro music? What song are we going out with?
Wow. You know, I'll say Kanye West, Flashing Lights.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Give me a little bit.
Oh man. I'm not going to rap it, but the instrumental, the Flashing Lights instrumental was part of my sizzle reel years ago. And I still love that instrumental. Do you want me to hum it?
Uh-huh.
Do, 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 do. And then there's like stars and like flashing lights, 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 lights.
I did a hair fashion show. That was one of our songs. All right, Kristen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate your time and your energy and your spirit. And I can feel it bouncing off that beautiful chair. And people will find you at your Instagram and also on your Facebook page and your website. But I would also like you to give a shout out to who you know and how we can find you there.
Absolutely. So if you go to Facebook and type in Hugh, H-U-E, you know, we'll pop up there and we can add you there. And you can also go to HughYouKnow.com and our IG page is HughYouKnow_. And you can contact us there. We respond to everything via direct message as well. So thank you.
And now you know Kristen. So now only you have a Hugh and a Who.